Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.org.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. It looks like Matt Patricia won't be going anywhere. Ross Bjork says Ohio State's defensive coordinator has signed a new deal to stay in Columbus. The terms of the new deal have not been disclosed. Patricia signed a 3-year contract in 2025 for $2.5 million. That deal has him in Columbus through the 2027 season. College hoops tonight in the top 25, number 18, North Carolina hosts number 24, Louisville at 7, and number 5, Houston is at number 14, Kansas at 9 o'clock. Ohio State captain Bruce Thornton has been named Big Ten Player of the Week. He put up 29.5 points per game, shooting over 52% from the field in the Buckeyes' split of their two games this week. Thornton and the Buckeyes will return to the hardwood Wednesday at Iowa. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King and brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and Cova Insurance, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now here's your host, Brandon Bean.
Welcome in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule right here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield. We got a great show lined up for you here this evening. I know you just didn't hear it because it was in our local update, but Jacob Reimer informing us that Bruce Thornton was named Big Ten Player of the Week after his offensive explosions last week against Wisconsin and yesterday against Michigan State. We're going to get into that, some of Jake Diebler's comments from his coach's show, in our next segment. After that, the hour is going to be just jam-packed with all kinds of good stuff. The legendary Tim May, he's going to join us around 6:22. We're going to do the College Football Pulse with him a little bit later on, pick his brain about what is going on with the Buckeyes and what's going on in the college football world. Also, maybe a little bit of Olympic hockey update with Tim May. Who knows what we're going to talk about with him. Austin Ward of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan right here in Columbus. He's going to pop by. We're going to talk Ohio State football with him, and also including the finalization of Matt Patricia's contract. He's staying in Columbus here for at least another year, so that's good news. We'll pick Austin's brain about that a little bit later in the hour. And then Tyler Danberg, our very own, he checked in with Ohio State women's basketball coach Kevin McGuff after a huge victory yesterday against USC. That's just in the first hour. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to get into our high school player award, do a state whip around of some great performances around the state in high school. Mick Walker of Letterman Row, he's going to join the program in the second hour. We're going to talk some Ohio State recruiting with him, all kinds of good stuff. He also attended a very large high school basketball game, or should I say games, yesterday up in Northeast Ohio. So we'll check in with him at 7 o'clock, or in the 7 o'clock hour. And then had a chance to talk with Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick a little bit earlier on today. And not a great weekend for the Ohio State men's ice hockey team, but it was a great weekend to be an American on the ice. Friday, you won gold in the women's hockey gold medal match against Canada, and then followed it up yesterday against Canada in the men's ice hockey tournament. So that was very cool. And then we will do kind of a whip around the state, check in with what's going on around the state with Ohio college basketball, including bracket matrixes, Miami of Ohio staying alive, and Cincinnati. Could they be a bid stealer? We'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour. And then Jake Diebler also on his radio show today, talking about one of his idols doing something very cool, a former Buckeye coach last week in college basketball. So we got a great show lined up for you here this evening, and I hope you're staying warm across the state. Last week it was like 60 degrees. This week we're back to being 30. At least we're not getting like 4 feet of snow like the Northeast is. The Buckeyes, they return to action Wednesday at Iowa. Our network coverage is going to begin at 8:15 p.m. with the Toyota Buckeye pregame show. Coming up, we're going to hear from Coach Jake Diebler in our radio show Rewind as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 39 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and you can join Coach Jake Diebler as he looks back at previous games and also gets you ready for the big week ahead this week on Inside Ohio State Athletics, Saturday mornings at 11:30 in Columbus on 10TV and statewide on OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Time now for the Jake Diebler Show Rewind.
Where to start, right? I mean, if we are just going in the fact that we haven't talked since last Monday, go back to the Wisconsin game, and then we can get to what we saw yesterday. The Wisconsin game, probably the best performance by Ohio State all year long. It was your second game without John Mobley Jr. Devin Royal didn't play great in the Virginia game. You were looking forward to a bounce back performance out of him. Devin played fantastic in that game. Bruce Thornton also played great. It's on the bubble of a quad one win. It's not quite there yet. We'll see what happens with Wisconsin down the stretch. So you're still searching for that. You go into yesterday's game against Michigan State feeling pretty good, Reimer, right? Like, you're coming off probably your most comprehensive victory of the season, and then you get the news about an hour before game time that going into the game that Devin Royal and Amari Bynum were going to be questionable. Now, when we were talking to Ron Stokes, of course, in our warm-up show, I asked Ron about that, and he felt pretty confident that Devin and Amari were going to give it a go yesterday. Unfortunately, for Devin, whatever he was dealing with, could not go yesterday. Amari Bynum got into early foul trouble, and not that you weren't in the game. I mean, I think for, you know, 35 minutes, you felt really good. Unfortunately for Ohio State down the stretch, Offensive rebounds, again, kind of reared their ugly head up. Michigan State was able to do that on the boards, and they got to the free throw line. They made more free throws than Ohio State was able to attempt. So at the Breslin Center, you knew you were going in shorthanded to the game yesterday. But on the opposite side of that, you got an all-time Bruce Thornton performance, but you could not walk away with a victory. Ohio State now on the season, 0-9 in quad one games, 7-1 in quad two games, and then just cleaning up house in quad three and quad four games. They have not lost a quad three or a quad four game. Two Q1 opponents this week on the road at Iowa, and then, of course, a big one coming up Sunday afternoon back of the shot against Purdue. But it was mesmerizing what Bruce Thornton was doing yesterday, and it was also frustrating at the same time that you could not get much of anything out of the Ohio State bench or out of anybody else to kind of pull them up by the bootstraps.
Well, it's unfortunate that basically their bench has become some of their starters, and that like Tayson Chapman has had to elevate his role. We saw Amari Bynum step into the starting lineup with Brandon Knoll going down. And like that's unfortunate. They need to get healthy first and foremost.
So Puff got the start yesterday.
Puff got the start, and big news for him that he's going to have eligibility for the rest of the year for Ohio State, which is nice to have that added depth, especially with all the illness and the sicknesses that are going around. But I still think that like it's an opportunity for guys. Like look at Colin White yesterday. Mm-hmm. He gave some big minutes. He made a shot. He also banged up. he got banged up too. But like it's an opportunity for some of these other guys that aren't getting as much playing time, especially now here in the closing stretch where you are going to be relied on and needed to give some big minutes.
For sure. He was Jake Diebler yesterday. This was not in his coach's show. This was him talking with Paul and Ron up in the Breslin Center at East Lansing against Michigan State about the way that Bruce Thornton was playing yesterday.
Listen, I think, yes, you know, Bruce is one of the best guards in the country. And, you know, the way he's guarded with the physicality, he could probably shoot 10 to 12 free throws a game. And, you know, he plays the game the right way. He doesn't try to trick anybody. He just plays with great poise. And I thought his toughness today, when we knew we were missing firepower offensively, certainly, and he rose and stepped up. So thought that was great. And against, you know, an elite defense, elite defensive guard, right, all of that stuff. And I think it says a lot about who he is. And I think our response as a team today says a lot about who we are. And certainly he leads the way for that. But, you know, this is a big time team. And we stepped up. We raised our level. We played, you know, tough and fought the whole game. I think it does say something about who we are. And, you know, we're fighting every literally hour to get back to full strength. And we're hopeful that's going to be the case soon. And I think that'll help us, too, down the stretch.
Yeah, again, quick turnaround. That was not from Paul and Ron's postgame. That was from Jake Diebler's postgame press conference at the Breslin Center yesterday. But again, day off today, and then Tuesday is going to be a travel day. Then they're back on the road Wednesday, so kind of no rest for the wicked right now. I saw this stat today about Bruce Thornton's game, or really his last couple of games, the stretch that he's been on. Division I players in college basketball the last 30 seasons to score 25-plus points and have two or fewer turnovers in three straight games, with each coming against an AP top 25 opponent. Steph Curry in the 2008 NCAA tournament, and then Bruce Thornton in his last three games. Insane. That's it. That's the list.
Unreal.
Like that's what you're dealing with the kind of heater that Bruce is on. And I think, Jacob, that it is frustrating to watch as an Ohio State fan, because Bruce is giving you literally everything that he can. The rest of the guys in the court are giving all that they can muster as well, but you're unable to kind of get over that hump. And that's why we were so excited about the Wisconsin win, because it finally felt like, okay, you did it. You held on to a lead. You didn't crumble. You didn't let them punch their way back into the game. It was kind of a stranglehold for the entire game for 40 minutes. And then going into the Breslin Center up to East Lansing, felt like you had some momentum. And then you get that news before the game that Devin Royal is out. Listen, that's a really good Michigan State team. By the way, it's almost March. It's almost Izzo time. Doing that shorthanded without John Mobley Jr. and Devin Royal, keeping it at a 66-60 loss, but victory for Michigan State. Again, like going into the game, if you would have told me that it would be a 6-point loss on the road without Junie or without Devin Royal, I'd be like, it seems like a pretty good performance to me.
And with Amari Bynum being scoreless, like, Like
foul trouble early on, I think, kind of phased him a little bit. And again, he's a freshman. He's been terrific these last few games, but I think that maybe got in his head a little bit early yesterday.
Absolutely agree. It was very impressive. They were doing things great to start. They had a lead late in the second half. It's just it's kind of been that same story in some of these big games where they've been there for the first 30 minutes or so, but you can point to this as like, not having John Moby Jr., not Devin Royal. And I know you don't want to take moral victories, but...
Of course. And they're not doing that. I mean, Jake Diebler was adamant about that. Doesn't matter who's on the court. We expect to win.
Like injuries happen. That's a part of the game.
Sure.
And it took a very special performance from Bruce Thornton for you to have a shot in this game. I felt that way, too, coming into it, that they finally saw one go through the hoop against Wisconsin, against a ranked opponent. That still may be the case for them down the stretch. Iowa's a tough team. They just beat Nebraska, and they did just lose to Wisconsin at Wisconsin. But they were off a big get up spot for the Nebraska game. So who knows what we'll get on Wednesday? But then you get Purdue in your building, which that's going to be another primetime CBSer at 1 o'clock. So it's going to be all there for you.
I want to let you know that Coach's comments are presented by Kroger. Here was a little bit earlier on today on the Ohio State Sports Network. What goes into these game time decisions and how to manage the roster?
I think in today's landscape, Ryan, you're as a coach, you're kind of told who's available and who's not. And I think in the case of Devin, like he was sick really all morning. Went out, tried to warm up, just couldn't quite get to that point where he was comfortable playing. So, we've seen it, right? Junie had a similar situation last year that he was able to do. So I think in that moment, it kind of comes down to the conversation between trainer, player, like what do you think you can give the team? And so, Amari didn't get to practice the day before because he was sick. But, I think as a coach, you're just kind of waiting to see, right, who's available and thinking through scenarios. Okay, if this guy's not, how do we move forward? If this guy is, and, just kind of playing through those scenarios. And I'm appreciative of, we got a team who's fought through some stuff. I think it's important to acknowledge that. Guys have shown toughness. They've played hurt. They've played sick. And again, the guys that were out there, they battled so hard. So, that's who we are. It's who we are as a program. It's who we need to be. We need to be a tough-minded, resilient group, and we have that. And I'm thankful to our team for taking on those characteristics.
Again, rest day today, travel day, and then back on the road at Carver Hawkeye Arena coming up on Wednesday evening against Iowa. Coach's comments presented by Kroger. Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you want right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. The great Tim May, he's going to join us in our College Football Pulse next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender, and MLS number 2229.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready? It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State team shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and just momentarily, we're going to be joined by the legendary Tim May. But Buckeye fans, say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings with a fixed price plan with AEP Energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. And be sure to tune in each men's basketball game for the AEP Energy Halftime Report.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on Buckeye Roundtable.
We now head up to the hotline, checking with our guy, the legendary Tim May. Tim, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. The Tim May Show on FanStreamSports.com. Tim, I know we're going to talk some football, and we're going to talk about Ohio State, of course, but you had a chance to check in with athletic beat writer for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Aaron Portsline, today. I know that you guys were watching, everyone was watching the USA against Canada yesterday in their first gold medal since 1980. What a time to be alive, Tim. That was terrific.
Yeah, you know, I lined up Aaron to be on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I go, you know, talk about timing, you know. but no, he and I go way back. But number two, dude, I don't know if you agree, the frenzy with which that game was played was kind of like watching – it's kind of like watching a hurricane come ashore, you know, except there was no eye. I mean, and especially Canada in the late second period and then beginning of the third period, the way they just took over. But, I mean, the United States goaltender, the way he just held sway, Hellebuck, yeah. Wayne, what a display. And then to see, you know, maybe the smallest guy on the ice take that pass from Zach Werenski and Jack Hughes, and then slap it, you know, between in the through the five hole for the game winner in overtime. I mean, you can't make stuff like that up. And what a dramatic game it was to see the, you know, I keep wanting to call the United States Ohio State to see the Buckeyes, aka United States, hang on and then deliver the winner. And it's a game just like in 1980, not just because it's the first time they've won a gold medal since. In hockey since 1980, the men have, but just the way that game was played, just professional athletes on both sides just throwing haymakers, man. It was so cool to watch.
It really was. It was terrific. And I'm sure that those guys celebrated late into the evening, early hours in Milan, and probably are heading back right now. So all
hey,
kinds.
They gave new addition to what curling means. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree with that, Tim. Let's pivot. Let's talk some Buckeyes, shall we? You and I were doing some local shows here at 97.1 The Fan in Columbus last week, and we're approaching spring ball. It is on its way for Ohio State. To you, let me pick your brain about this, because I know this is something that we talked about last week. To you, you're really looking at this Ohio State offensive line for this spring ball, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing about it is they were pretty good last year, except when they really needed to be really good, and it wasn't. And I'm talking about, you know, the teams as you go through a season, man, your weak links just shine, almost like beacons about, you know, wow, look how they decimated Purdue or whomever, but what did they do against Indiana's front and the way Indiana mixed things up? And then, of course, Miami just took a cue off that, but mainly just attacked Ohio State where it hurt the most, which was, you know, there's no secret. Right guard was never really a settled situation when it came to playing against the big-time opponents last year. And so whether they can get that figured out with the personnel at hand, well, I guess they have to do that now. But, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that goes in the spring, whether Padilla or Ben Sickle, or maybe they move Phillip Daniels down into right guard and put Ian Moore at right tackle. Ian Moore played extensively against Miami at left tackle when Austin Saravelle had to leave because of injury. So that's the mix and match I'm watching the most. I think they did a good job of replacing what I would call the second, maybe concern may not be the right word. I think they got good players there, but whether they're elite remains to be seen. But Walker and Smith, the guys they picked up in the transfer portal in the defensive tackle spots, those were huge pickups in my opinion, because they literally got the, I'm not going to call them Band-Aids, they got the bandages where they needed them the most from what they lost, when you consider Caden McDonald might be a first-round draft pick coming up. So to see how Larry Johnson can deal with the guys he's got coming back, but plus meld those guys into it, the guys coming back, not the least of whom is Edric Houston, who didn't really play, I think, to the level he even expected to play last year, much less some people thought he would on a consistent basis.
Sure.
Those are the two focal points for me, because it always starts in the trenches, baby, and you go from there.
He is Tim May of the Tim May Show on FanStreamSports.com. Go watch that. He talked to Aaron Portsline today. Sometimes Clay Hall is in there with you, Tim. So you guys have a good time. It's a great show. I enjoy that, listening and watching to you guys. Let's talk about a little bit more Ohio State. I know you were just mentioning the defense. It's a huge year, Tim, I feel like, for development of leadership. There's a lot of guys who are walking out of that room. Caleb Downs is walking out. Sonny Styles is walking out. Your Blocko recipient. You mentioned Caden McDonald. You still have Jeremiah Smith. You've got Julian Sand. But if there's going to be one learning curve this year for this Ohio State team, I think it might be the leadership, and I'm excited to watch these guys kind of grow into spring ball.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where that leadership is really going to blossom.
Yeah.
Kenyatta Jackson has the L word, I think, on his forehead. I mean, no doubt about it, though, especially the way he blossomed the last, barred your word there, but the way he really blossomed the last half of last season, and the way he even played in the playoffs, the Big Ten, and of course the first round against Miami. So I would think he's one of those guys. Edric Houston has all the makings of being a leader. I mean, he's got the personality and everything else, but, he's got to assert himself in his own little neighborhood, though, before he branches out. Let's put it that way. And then Peyton Pierce played enough last year, in last season, to, I think, have some people rallying around him at linebacker. And then Jalen McClain, there's a guy who quietly went about his job. I don't know if you agree or not, Beamer. He quietly went about his job, and I think became one of the excellent players in the country at safety, not just in the Big Ten, and definitely not just at Ohio State. So those are guys. And Jermaine Matthews, he knows he needs to get better at a couple of things, and he's back at one of the corner spots. But I'll tell you a guy that I'm really intrigued by, especially if he can assert himself in the spring, is Devin Sanchez at that other corner. Because, man, you could see why he was considered a five-star coming out of North Shore Galena Park, or Galena Park North Shore. Just don't call him late for the call them late for the Texas high school playoffs. But you could see why he was so highly regarded, and he's that kind of guy that could assume some leadership mantle as the spring goes, and definitely preseason camp.
Absolutely. He is Tim May with us here on the Buckeye Roundtable Show. Tim, I know we did this last week, but just where are you at kind of right now with the state of college football? Ted Carter was talking about it, the Ohio State president, and just the way it's going and the way that NIL is doctored up right now is not really sustainable. Just, in the last couple of minutes or so with us here on this Monday evening, just your thoughts overall on the state of the game.
They've got to get a handle on it some way, somehow, but now we've been saying that for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the handle seems way out there, like going to the Texas Panhandle. It's a long way from Houston. So I don't know where you would start first. They've gotten a little bit of a handle on the transfer portal situation in terms of making it a once-a-year endeavor. But, you know, there are still guys you can sign out of the portal right now who entered it. So there are still some, quote, free agents floating around. But you got to figure those guys, why weren't they taken in the first rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my point is you've got to get a handle on that. Then you've got to get a handle on the escalating costs. But I don't know how you do that, Beamer. I don't know how you do it. I keep saying this without making athletes employees, where you have some contractual rights to them other than NIL deals. You have some contractual rights to them that compel them to be where they are for more than 1 year and give you the right, you know, maybe after a couple of years it doesn't work out, maybe to for whatever the term, fire people. But is that really where you want to go with college athletics? I would have said no about 5-6 years ago, but now that you can be in college athletics 5-6 years, no problem. You are an employee in some respects. So, but that's the way the players could get, the bargaining rights.
Sure.
As a collective bargaining agreement, what I was looking for there as I stammered. But the bottom line is they've got to get some kind of like grip again on a player being obligated to a school and vice versa for more than just a season. And so how they end up doing that, either by presidential decree, which I don't think is going to work, or by Congress getting involved with antitrust legislation, et cetera, remains to be seen. But really, I think this is going to continue for 3 or 4 or 5 more years, because believe me, the lawyers are involved and will get more involved the more restraint kind of like rears its ugly head.
Tim, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on here with us this evening. Have a great rest of your week, and we will check in again soon, all right?
Beamer, you know I have no problem talking to you at any time of the day or night, brother.
See you, Tim.
All right, man.
The great Tim May with us here on Roundtable. Coming up, we'll talk some more Buckeye football. We'll hit the red zone with Austin Ward of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down!
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk & Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and Buckeyes are known for paying it forward, and that's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus in supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/Buckeyes Care.
Buckeye Roundtable Red Zone.
Right now we're heading out to the hotline, checking in with our guy of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. He is Austin Ward, A-Ward Sports. Happy Monday to you, my friend. How you living? Doing all right?
I'd be a lot better if the snow would go away. I thought we were past it. I mean, we're 15 days away from the start of spring football, and last week was delightful, Beamer, with the weather. We're going the wrong direction, but at least we are moving closer to the return of football, and that still has me excited.
Absolutely, right? We're going to check in with your comrade, Mick Walker of Letterman Row, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well as we go on the trail. He is more machine than man, so excited to get to talk to him a little bit later here, Austin. We do have some news to go over from an Ohio State perspective, according to the Columbus Dispatch. Ross Bjork told them a little bit earlier today that Matt Patricia is officially staying at Ohio State. I'm just glad to know anytime I ask you the biggest thing on your mind about Ohio State, that is not going to be an answer anymore, Austin. It's all good. It's official. Matt Patricia staying here with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I told you, I think, last Monday that I was feeling relieved and that we weren't going to have to continue having those conversations. Felt like all those pieces were in place. Now, still have not seen an exact dollar amount on that contract, exact length of time. Maybe even more importantly, what a buyout would be in the future. But we know and have known for several months that Matt Patricia and his family both really enjoyed being in Ohio State, living in Columbus, really didn't have any strong desire to leave after one season, one wildly productive season at that, for the nation's best defense. But he was well within his rights to keep his options open, because he's been a very successful NFL defensive coordinator as well. There were a lot of positions available at that level as the coaching carousel was spinning. But Ohio State had made it clear really from the start that they were willing to make him a very lucrative offer, maybe the highest salary that they have ever extended to an assistant coach. And then they were able to come to some terms about what all that was going to be. So you've got Matt Patricia in place. He'd still been obviously working for the last 2 months in this offseason, helping procure the talent, the transfer portal, signing that class in December as well, and working towards the start of spring ball in a couple of weeks with what with some of these players that he's helped bring in. So all signs were going in that right direction, and then nothing changed that. Got Larry Johnson expected to back in the fold as well. So this defensive staff, all the full-time group remaining in place, and that's critical, Beamer, because you're talking about late February, spring ball approaching rapidly, and you have to replace a bunch of super talented guys who are in Indianapolis for the combine right now.
Absolutely, right? I mean, it's going to be a huge week for those guys who have their eyes on the NFL, and it's still a huge last couple of weeks of winter workouts, Austin, before you do get into spring ball for the current Buckeyes. Just kind of staying in the Matt Patricia realm, I think we can all agree that year number one was a smashing success with Matt Patricia as the defensive coordinator here for Ohio State. To you, when you look into this defense, Austin, getting ready for spring ball, is it replacing players? Is it the players who they've procured? Like, what to you is more fascinating, the way that Ohio State's about to handle, I guess, the start of their football journey now for 2026?
Yeah, it's exciting because it's a little bit different than the standard offseason. And, you know, it's the great unknown in some ways, because most of these previous years, just take last season, for example, as Matt Patricia was coming in, and this next wave for Ohio State, on the defensive line, you had to replace all four starters. You lost Jack Sawyer, JT Tuimoloau, Tyleik Williams, Ty Hamilton. But it wasn't really a mystery who a lot of those guys were going to be. That next group had experience for Ohio State. Kenyatta Jackson, Caden Curry, Caden McDonald, Tywan Malone, Edric Houston. It was pretty easy to forecast that forward. Now, they had to make the improvements. They had to maximize winter workouts. They had to prove themselves in spring football. But, you know, there was no, I think, great mystery that they had the ability to do so. And I'm not saying that I'm skeptical of the next group right now. Sure. Kenyatta Jackson is back to lead it. Edric Houston, I think, will take another step forward. Both of those guys are still around, and they know what the expectations are. But, you know, some of that next group, you have Zion Grady and Epi Satanale. They're going into year two. They sort of fit that mold, but they were not. They're not coming in with nearly the level of experience or the snaps under their belt that that group that I just mentioned had a year ago. And then you're supplementing that even more, you know, with guys like Quay Rousseau or John Walker, James Smith. You know, they're coming in from outside the program, and they're, you know, Ohio State is pursuing them for a reason, that they think that they can start and contribute right away for Ohio State. Now, that it's just the number of guys that have to do that on defense is a little bit larger than normal. Yeah, Christian Aliegro, who could be some of that edge rushing threat as well, while also playing linebacker. And then, you know, in the secondary, Earl Little Jr., Terry Moore, they have big shoes to fill. And, you know, as for someone like Moore at safety, he's coming off of a year of injury. So, you know, all of these things have fascinating subplots and intrigue for the individuals. But then you zoom out to what Matt Patricia is doing with them. He brought them all in for a clear purpose, and I think that's going to be really fun to watch once they get out there and have those 15 practices leading up to the spring game on April 18th.
He is Austin Ward of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan here in Columbus with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Austin, let's kind of shift gears maybe a little bit. You had mentioned the Combine being over in Indianapolis here this week over at Lucas Oil Stadium. And I know it's kind of become a thing of the past for these high tier, like first round guys to be participating at the Combine. Most of them save themselves and will work out at Ohio State Pro Day. It's going to be a date that's going to be announced, I'm sure, a little bit later here as we get into February and March. But to you, I mean, if one player who's at the Combine goes over and does the drills, who do you think can help themselves out the most with the numbers that they're going to put up in that potential testing in Indianapolis here this week?
Yeah, Beamer, it's actually sounding like some of these guys who I wouldn't have expected to do anything might participate to a greater level than they have in the past, or at least Ohio State players in similar positions, Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles. I mean, they can put on a show. I think the player that has the most, but they're going to be top 10, top 15 picks no matter what. They don't need it. I think it's just, it's another reminder of how competitive these guys are, that they actually want that opportunity and want to prove themselves and show these scouts, general managers, coaches, everybody else what they can do. That also falls to this next tier down, the Ohio State players who are not guaranteed of being first round picks, who are trying to work their way into the second, third, fourth round pick. They have a lot of tape that they can lean on. They have played a ton of football. They've won championships at Ohio State, but they are not viewed as no doubt slam dunk draft prospects. To me, that's Davison Igbinosin where I look. Mm-hmm. He has a ton of high level tape that you can break down. There's also, you know, enough skepticism from the penalties over the last couple of years that he's going to have questions to answer about that. I'm betting that when he works out, that when the scouts turn the tape on and they see plays like his interception in the red zone against Penn State 2 years ago that were pivotal on the way to the national championship, they see him cutting down on some of that physicality and handsiness in his last year under Tim Walton and Matt Patricia at Ohio State. They're going to love what they see. He's got no shortage of competitiveness. He's a trash talker. He won't back down from any challenge that people throw at him, which is awesome. I think that as we got to know him better throughout his career, that made him really endearing and fascinating to watch. And also, he's got championship pedigree as well after 3 years in the lineup for Ohio State. So I think he's got room. I could name a couple. I think Will Kaczmarek can really gain from this week for Ohio State as well. I think he was doing that as well throughout the last 2 months, really. Been on the radar. He reminds me a lot of Luke Farrell or Nick Vinette, someone who doesn't have a ton of receiving production at tight end for Ohio State, but is probably going to be making a living as an NFL tight end and a blocking threat for 7 or 8 years into the future. So I see that for him as well. That's one on both sides of the ball there for you, Beamer.
Austin, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy your Tuesday morning, and I will talk to you on our local show tomorrow evening, all right?
See you there.
Ka-chow. There he goes. Austin Ward, Letterman Row, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus with us here on Roundtable. Our very own Tyler Danberg, he had a chance to check in with Ohio State women's basketball Kevin McGuff after a big victory yesterday. You're going to hear from those fine fellows coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service call.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and for every Buckeye touchdown the football team scored this season, the Heartland Bank Community Foundation made a donation to the USO of Central and Southern Ohio, benefiting our active duty military personnel and their families. For more information or to support our troops, go to usocso.org and be the force behind the forces. Tyler Danberg had a chance to check in with Ohio State women's basketball coach Kevin McGuff. Tyler, we'll hand it off to you.
Kevin, looking back at Sunday's 88-83 win against USC, how nice was it to earn the win on senior day for seniors Chance Gray and Tiana Todd?
Yeah, no, it was a good win, a hard-fought victory against a very good and talented USC team. And yeah, they've been red hot. They'd won six games in a row before Sunday, so we knew we'd have to play well to win. And it was obviously a back-and-forth contest, and you know, we were finally able to pull away in the fourth quarter.
Before the game, a special moment when Tiana Todd was walked out by her 10 teammates. When did you realize this team had a special on-court connection?
Yeah, we've got really good kids. They've got great chemistry. They like each other. They like playing together. I think that's been any success we've had to this point, that's been a big part of it and kind of the foundation of which everything else has been built upon. And, you know, that's it goes a long way when you have the right people, the right character in your program, and just really happy with the group that we have and just a lot of great kids who are a lot of fun to coach.
When you look at moments like that, is that part of the reason why you do what you do?
It is. Like, I enjoy as much as anything just the ability to impact the lives of young people, and especially the young women we have in our program. And you know, to see them grow and develop and move on and do great things is really what this is all about. And so it was an enjoyable experience, and we've got two good kids we're going to say goodbye to this year. And, you know, but it was good to be able to honor them yesterday. And hopefully we've got some more good things to come on the court before we see them off.
Yesterday, your team scored 15 of the first 16 points in the fourth quarter to really separate yourselves. What did you discuss with your team after that third quarter?
Well, we didn't get any stops in the third quarter. Our defense was bad. They shot like 70% from the floor, and they said we were taking the ball out of the net the whole quarter. And you know, we needed a couple steals, a couple rebounds to get in transition. And once we got that going, it kind of opened up for us a little bit. And now, once we had got a few baskets going, things really went our way. But just they're good and they're talented, and our defense kind of wasn't where it needed to be that third quarter. So that's mostly what we talked about were stops and rebounds.
When did you make that defensive change, and how important was it to mix defenses against the Trojans?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we just kind of mixed it up a little bit and mixed up some ball screen coverages and the way we guard the post there in the fourth quarter. And we were able to get enough stops and rebounds. And so, you know, I was happy with the team. They were able to execute what we were trying to do. And we needed it. Like I said, they USC was not going to beat themselves. We were going to have to beat them. And I thought we made enough plays and did enough good things that we were able to do it.
In your time honing in the full court press and the up-tempo style of basketball, is it harder or easier to continue that play style throughout the year?
I think it just depends on the opponent, but you have to obviously be in great shape, and I'd like for us to continue to really kind of work on and develop our depth, and that would be helpful for us to be able to continue this style, because it does wear on you. I mean, it'll wear on the other team, but it'll wear on you as well, especially game after game after game.
How much would you credit that conditioning to Director of Strength and Conditioning Claire Quibido and what she does to help prepare your players to be one of the hardest practicing and hardest playing teams in the game?
Yeah, no, Claire is excellent. You know, I love working with her, love having her a part of our program, and we work very closely on the conditioning aspects, and we work great together, and she's really, really good, and we're fortunate to have her. So, you know, we talk about it almost daily, about where we are from a conditioning standpoint, what we need to accomplish in practice to make sure we maintain our level of conditioning, and then also not overdo it, because we don't want them getting worn out. And you know, we got a lot of science behind it now, which she manages and kind of breaks down for me, but she's wonderful and also just a really quality person.
Joined by Ohio State women's basketball head coach Kevin McGuff. Kevin, as the calendar nears its turn to March, what should the country know about Jelani Cambridge that they might not know yet?
Yeah, you know, Jelani's a really special player. She's a great kid, and you know, she works incredibly hard. She just works on her game. She's not gotten to this point by accident. You know, she's very gifted, but she's worked really hard. You know, she's worked really closely with her father over the years. He's a great trainer, and with both her and Kennedy, and you know, he'll come in town every once in a while and work with them. He does an awesome job with them, and she just loves the game. She wants to get better. She wants to be great. She wants to do anything possible to impact this team's winning. And so, and she's, like I said, just a great kid, and it's really fun to watch her continue to grow and get better, and just, she's certainly been extremely impactful for us.
Wednesday night at 8, number 8 Michigan comes to town. You're an Ohio guy. What does the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry mean to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is always a great game, and you know, I think they've got an excellent program, as do we, and It's been a great rivalry over the years, and I think Wednesday will be no different. I know both teams are going to play extremely hard, and they've got a really good team, very, very talented team. This is one of the best teams they've had, I think, since that we've both been here. They're really good, and you know, been ranked in the top 10 most of the season, and deservedly so. So we'll have our hands full. We will have to play very well. They are very good defensively. One of the best defensive teams in the league, and that fuels a lot of their offense. So we got to really take care of the ball, execute at a high level. They're also one of the best rebounding teams in the country, and that's been a little bit of an Achilles heel for us. So our ability to execute on offense and rebound will be huge.
That's Buckeye women's basketball head coach Kevin McGuff. Kevin, thanks as always for the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Great job, guys, on that, as always. Big one. Buckeyes and Wolverines coming up here a little bit later this week. Got a lot to get to in our second hour. Our Incove Insurance Archie Griffin High School Player of the Week. Very inspiring story from Northeastern Ohio we're going to get to. Followed by our American Dairy Association Mideast top high school performers. We're going to go rinkside with Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolick. Talk all things Olympic hockey with him. Mick Walker of Letterman Row, he's going to join us. We're going on the trail. We'll talk some Buckeye recruiting and an Ohio State legend just made a huge victory over the weekend. We'll get into that in hour number 2. That's coming up as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioState4Miler.com. Go Bucks!
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the best-selling Camry. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Camry. Or lease a new Camry LE for just $279 a month for 39 months with $3,699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks! Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. Ohio State fans don't need to worry. It sounds like Matt Patricia won't be going anywhere. Per Ross Bjork, Ohio State's defensive coordinator has signed a new deal to stay in Columbus. In 2025, Patricia signed a three-year contract for $2.5 million. That deal put him in Columbus through the 2027 season. The details of the new deal have not been released. College hoops tonight in the top 25. Number 24, Louisville is at number 18, North Carolina here at 7. And number 5, Houston visits number 14, Kansas at 9 o'clock. Good news for Ohio State, a Franklin County judge has upheld the temporary restraining order for Puff Johnson. This grants him eligibility for the remainder of the season. Captain Bruce Thornton has been named Big Ten Player of the Week. He put up 29.5 points per game, shooting over 52% from the field in the Buckeyes' split of their two games this week. Thornton and the Buckeyes will return to the hardwood Wednesday at Iowa. You can catch the action here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. And I'm Brandon Bean, and I want to let you know that we have a fantastic second hour on deck for you. Coming up momentarily, of course, we will do our High School Player Award, also get to some great high school performances from around the state coming up, and then we're going to go on the trail. We'll talk some Ohio State recruiting, and this isn't just going to be football specific. This is going to be basketball, be some baseball, softball questions. Mick Walker, who is more machine than man, he's going to join us coming up here in our next segment as we go on the trail with him. Also, too, a little bit later this hour, we'll hit you with our Elk and Elk injury report. Also go ringside with Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick. Big performance on the weekend for the Americans on the ice out in Milan. So a lot to get to with him. And then a little bit later this hour, we will talk all things Ohio college basketball with our college basketball craze producer Jacob Reimer. Miami is still undefeated. Some more bubble talk as well. Are there going to be bid stealers with the NCAA tournament approaching? That's coming up. And then what we didn't get to earlier in the show or at any point, we'll do that as we go around the block O at the very end of the show. But I want to let you know that the Buckeyes, the men's basketball team, they return to action on Wednesday. They are in Iowa. Our pregame coverage will begin at 8:15. Right now, time to talk a little high school sports.
It's time for the Ankobe Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
One of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is the presentation of the Ankobe Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ankobe Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network honor a high school athlete for their outstanding play in team leadership. This week's recipient is Sean Buncey, a senior at North Royalton High School up in the northeastern portion of Ohio near the Cleveland area. How about this? How about this for Sean? He's played in four games so far this season for North Royalton. Now, here is the best part of the story, and all of this information is coming from a great article out of Matt Gould in Cleveland.com that I was reading a little bit earlier today. Last year, North Royalton made it to the Division II state semifinals. Buncey was its starting point guard. They had the expectation that, of course, he was going to be back. The team would be back coming this year. As most high school athletes do, they play multiple sports. Well, Sean also played cornerback and wide receiver for the football team. In week number one, they were taking on Valley Forge, and Sean was defending a jet sweep, and he actually tore his ACL and MCL. All of that happened in week one of the high school football season. Now, I'm like you, it doesn't seem too long ago like we started the high school football season. Here we sit in the middle of February, and Sean is already back on the basketball court. North Royalton, they are 16-5, and they're 4-0 since Sean Buncey returned from that knee injury. What did he do in a victory against John Adams on the weekend? Well, he had 5 assists, so that's pretty amazing. Kudos to our High School Athlete of the Week Award, Sean Buncey, senior out of North Royalton High School, and they are coached by Nick Lepsevich. So great job on that. Very, very inspiring job. North Royalton looks to continue their win streak with Sean Buncey and the other senior leaders on their team. Again, a big congratulations to senior guard Nick Buncey out of North Royalton High School, the recipient of this week's Ankobe Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Ankobe Insurance, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association Mini Statewide Top Performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Always enjoy doing this, a quick whip around the state as well to highlight some of the best performances from around the state, all different kinds of sports in this one. Let's stick to the ice, shall we? It was a big weekend for the Americans over in Milan, both the men's and women's team winning gold medals. Let's stick with hockey, shall we? Let's go to Central Ohio, talk about Olin Tangi Senior Center, Donovan Rowan. How about Donovan this year so far? The Braves, they went into the postseason 13-16-2. They played Worthington Kilbourne over the weekend, and they won 4-0, moving on to the next round of the playoffs, where they will take on powerhouse St. Charles. Donovan, though, this season in the regular season, 22 goals, 18 assists. He had 40 points on the season. How about that? Donovan Rowan, great season, and best of luck to those guys in the postseason as that is getting underway across the state right now. We'll go back up to Northeast Ohio and check in with Brunswick. How about Brunswick this season? Trey Drexler had quite the game in their 62-46 win on the road at Euclid. 5 3-pointers for Trey, 29 points. Brunswick, who is 18-3 this season, they clinched their outright Greater Cleveland Conference Championship for a second straight year a few days after wrapping up a share with their Friday win at home versus Menor last week. So big congratulations, Trey Drexler, huge part of that. 5 threes, 29 points, and the Blue Devils 62-46 win on the road at Euclid. Exciting times around the state. Postseason beginning in really just about everything. You got hockey, you got swimming, you got basketball, you got wrestling, all kinds of good stuff going on across the state. Best of luck to everyone out there who is competing in their state championship, state tournaments around our areas. Our top performers from around the state was presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. A reminder from Ohio's dairy farmers, 8 ounces of delicious chocolate milk has 8 grams of protein with the power to fuel everyone, including Ohio State quarterback Tavian St. Clair. He's built like a Buckeye, and you can be too. Learn more at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/built-like-a-Buckeye. Coming up next, Mick Walker of Letterman Row, who is more machine than man. He's going to keep us up to date with everything going on in Ohio State recruiting. His thoughts on the Ohio State men's basketball game from yesterday. Know that he had an eye on that, but he was also covering a high school sport. So we will talk to him coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day. So you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add on your choice of a sub, salad, wings, a 10-inch pizza, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hear every Buckeye game every year. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King. And we here on Buckeye Roundtable, proudly presented by Burger King. Visit your local BK restaurant to grab your $10 O Fry O Bundle. That includes a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, 8-piece chicken nuggets, and a custom OSU crown. All for just $10 at your local Burger King.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtables on the Trail.
We are now joined by Letterman Row's very own Mick Walker. Mick, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. You are more machine than man, Mick. Where were you at this weekend? We just did our high school player award, our high school player spotlight. I know you've been all around the state here this year, watching basketball, watching baseball, watching softball, football commits, all kinds of different stuff, Mick. Can you tell the folks where you were at this weekend and what you were enjoying?
a little Sunday double feature up in Northeast Ohio. I originally planned to go up to Spire Academy this weekend to see 2027 Ohio State point guard commit LJ Smith and his Ohio team because they were playing an EYBL Scholastic game up there. And then a good buddy, TJ Petros of Neo Spotlight, who does a great job scouting Ohio, told me that they're also playing a Elite Prep League event, which would feature Anthony Thompson over at Western Reserve Academy. So I saw Anthony Thompson in a 10 a.m. tip, LJ Smith in a 2 p.m. tip. Both of them scored 20-plus points. Both of them led their teams to wins. Overall, just good day to see the future of what's coming in for the Buckeye basketball program.
Absolutely, right? What do you got on the docket? Where are you going next, Mick? And how many people should be looking out for you in your next destination?
It'll be a fun one. Myself and our fellow friend, Jeremy Birmingham, will be headed to Indianapolis this weekend for the Saturday. We have the Elite 11 regional here at Carmel High School in Indianapolis. And then Sunday, we have another regional for the opening, which is a big Nike event that's come back this year. So we'll have plenty of coverage from that over on Letterman Road, but it'll just be fun to get out to an opening again. I've never been able to cover one because it kind of got slowed down a handful of years ago. Berm's a pro out at this point, so I'm just excited to cover another event with Berm as well.
When you go there with a guy like Berm, and Berm has been very kind to us, he's joined us on multiple of these shows already here so far this season on the winter version of Roundtable, Mick. When you're on the road, I mean, how much are you picking Berm's brain? Because, that guy's been around for a recruiting block once or twice. You know, he kind of knows the ins and outs. So what are you most looking forward to maybe gleaning from one Jeremy Birmingham?
Yeah, well, on average for the year, probably the only other person I text more than Berm is my wife. So I talked to Berm a good bit to begin with. But at this point, you got to be a little careful picking Berm's brain. You don't know what avenue it's going to go down, but it's always fun to talk with him about recruiting because he's seen a lot of it. He knows a lot of it. And I personally love recruiting. I love it just about as much as anybody in the world can. And I think Berm's on that same level. So that's why I love talking to him about it. And it's fun to hopefully see some Ohio State commits and Ohio State targets in that setting.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. We love talking to you guys to share your breadth of knowledge when it comes to the Buckeyes. Mick, let's keep it in football, right? I mean, you're going to these opening events. You said you're going to the Elite 11 as well. What's kind of going on with Ohio State in the recruiting area right now for football? And I did see that Brady Edmonds over the weekend also got an invite to the Elite 11. You can kind of tie it back into him. But what's kind of going on right now with Ohio State in recruiting? Even though, is it still a dead period, Mick?
Yeah, dead period ends at the end of February, and then they'll roll right into March where a lot of teams will start spring practices. I don't know if Ohio State's officially announced the date yet. It's going to be mid-March, I believe, and they'll have guys on campus that first day whenever it does happen. But like you said, the most recent recruiting news for Ohio State is that Brady Edmonds became the first quarterback in the 2027 class to earn an invite to the Elite 11 Finals after a strong showing at the Los Angeles Regional this weekend. Their second regional of the whole cycle in the circuit, and Brady Edmonds gets an invite after throwing the ball well on Saturday afternoon. So that's a cool honor for Brady. He's been to a handful of their camps over the years. Good to see him finally come through and get that for him. But other than that, it's just setting up visits, trying to figure out where everybody's going to be in March and April as these games come together. We've confirmed a handful of guys for March, handful of guys in April, and at this point you're already, because there's a limited amount of weekends in June, you're already trying to get on the books for when can I get you on campus for an official visit in June, when in May, and those type of things. So Ohio State's working hard at that. It's really just a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, setting up visits at this point. And then when March comes, we're going to be rolling downhill like a ball of snow outside.
He is Mick Walker of Letterman Row with us here on the Buckeye Roundtable Show. Mick, for the people who don't know out there what the Elite 11 is, can you explain it to us and me, more importantly, like it's 5 years old? Because I also know that CJ Stroud, he won the Elite 11, didn't he?
I'd have to go back and check. I know the last Ohio State quarterback that won the Elite 11 was Julian Fain. Obviously, he transferred from Alabama after being there for about a week, or however Nick Saban wanted to phrase it on ESPN College Game Day a couple of weeks ago, where he said he should have started him more in practice. But that's beside the point. Yeah, I think the way the Elite 11 prefers to describe it is it's an elite quarterbacking fraternity. Okay. It's a camp every summer in June or July where they invite 20 of the top quarterbacks in each respective class. They don't do any underclassmen. I think they've had a few underclassmen. I've talked to Brian Stumpf, who runs the organization. He said they've had a few underclassmen that were close, like Trevor Lawrence when he was a junior. But it's only ever been seniors. They invite 20 of the top seniors out to California. You put them through intensive workouts, handfuls of work, pro days, accuracy showcases, 7-on-7 events. Just get different data points of how they throw the ball. You have different off-the-field testing and different drills and mental testing as well. And they just try and see and pick apart. It's really a kind of a miniature draft process for these high school quarterbacks to kind of get a good feel on how they stack up against the other quarterbacks in the class, how they can kind of get ready for college. So it's a really cool event. I know Berm's been out there again a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I've been to a couple of regionals. They've done them primarily in Massillon, Ohio, up at the Tigers indoor facility the past couple of years. Now we're going to head over to Carmel, who's got another amazing indoor facility for a high school. And see a handful of quarterbacks this weekend.
Nick, I know that we were talking a little bit earlier on the local show last week. Guys who maybe Ohio State fans, they don't know their name, but are currently at Ohio State, freshmen or transfers, that you're looking forward to seeing their development in spring ball. If you could throw a couple of names at us that Ohio State fans should probably start acclimatizing themselves to their names, Mick, who are you most looking forward to kind of in this freshman crop?
My mind immediately goes to the running backs because we talked about it on the Friday show, I believe, but Bo Jackson's going to be out with an injury. Isaiah West is going to be out with an injury. They're both recovering, not currently injured, but they're both recovering from end-of-season injury procedures. Jacoby Jackson, the Florida transfer, is going to be out after dealing with an injury last season in Gainesville. So then you have Legend Bay, the incoming freshman, and Turbo Rogers, the former four-star that redshirted last year. Both probably going to be competing for a good amount of reps in the spring, and both of them are dynamic guys. They're both really fast track time guys, so it'll be interesting to see how those guys look. And I mentioned it again, I'm excited to see Nate Roberts play full-time tight end. He did his job at fullback this year. Mm-hmm. I think some fans loved him, some fans hated him based on what he did, but I think he did what Ohio State wanted him to do at fullback, and I think they're really excited to see him at tight end. So those three guys on offense, and I mentioned on the Letterman Lines message board earlier last week, and it's not a name, I think it's a name everybody can familiarize themselves already because he played very well last year. I think Jalen McClain's looking at like an All-American type of season for Ohio State, and he just seems like everybody's like, oh, he's a returner for Ohio State, when I think he's going to be much more impactful than just that.
Mick, what are you most excited to get into spring ball covering this Ohio State team when it comes to the current roster? Like, what's your most, I guess, interesting topic about this Ohio State team right now as they wade into the last couple of weeks of mat drills and winter workouts before they get into spring ball?
Yeah, it's really just what firms up from the defensive line, offensive line groups, who can kind of earn starting spots, who can kind of earn huge depth spots. Obviously, there's a battle at right guard. Who gets that job? Does it come from one of the internal guard options? Is he in more force to change the tackle so Allison Cervell or somebody can move into guard? I don't know. And then there's a lot of guys on the defensive line that are still kind of developing new guys into the program, so I'm interested to see how they come along. Overall, I'm excited to see kind of all of it. But really, my favorite part of it is when we get to the student appreciation day practice there right before the spring game, and you get to see a little bit of the full practice. You get to see all the recruits in there as well. Students obviously in there. It's one of the best days of the spring, in my opinion.
Yeah, we've talked to Ryan Day about that before, and he goes, you want to see an intense practice and the competition get ramped up? You throw some fans and some students there and see how quickly things get ramped up on the competition level. And I feel like every year, like last year, we were all talking about, you know, Jeremiah Smith. Well, actually a couple of years ago when he was a freshman, right? And it was at that student appreciation day where his highlights went crazy. You're like, boy, you've got something really special working here in Columbus. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Mick, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Be safe with Berm this weekend over in Indianapolis. Have a great time, buddy. Looking forward to your coverage, and we'll check in again soon, all right?
Thanks, Bean. Thanks for having me on the round table.
There he goes. Mick Walker of Letterman Row with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Coming up next, we will check in and do our Elk and Elk injury report, the status of the health of some Ohio State basketball players. Also had a chance earlier in the day to check in with Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolick. All of that is coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at Safelight.com. Safelight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection and early diagnosis.
The James Cancer Diagnostic Center at Ohio State
is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis.
We are transforming care by giving patients direct access.
The cancer experts who study and treat cancer every day.
If you think you have cancer, the choice is clear.
Choose the James Cancer Diagnostic Center.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Always and forever, your home of the Buckeyes. Home of the Buckeyes. The Band. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back into this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam. Momentarily, Steve Rolick, Ohio State men's ice hockey coach, he's going to join the program. Tough weekend over at Penn State. Big road series coming up against number one Michigan State. We're going to check in with him here in a couple of minutes' time and also get his thoughts about the USA men's and women's ice hockey team winning gold. I want to let you know, Buckeye fans, power up and carbon down with AEP Energy and Eco Advantage, their 100% renewable energy plan for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
This is the Elk and Elk Report on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Getting into our injury report, it will take us to the Ohio State men's basketball team. Yesterday, they were up at East Lansing at the Breslin Center. And going into the game, you knew that you were going to be without John Mobley Jr., who's been out for the last few games, now with a hand injury. So already we're going to be a little bit shorthanded yesterday, and then about an hour before tip-off at 1 p.m., we found out that Amari Bynum and Devin Royal was going to be questionable going into the game. Obviously not exactly what you want with John Mobley Jr. already being down. Devin Royal, I feel like, has already battled illness and surprisingly was out the entire game. When we were checking in with Ron Stokes, Ron said before the game that he felt like he was going to give it a go. Obviously that wasn't the case. Ohio State learned that he was not able to go. Amari Bynum did play yesterday, got into that early foul trouble. But here was Jake Diebler a little bit earlier on talking about the adjustments with Devin Royal being out versus with him.
Yeah, well, I think in that moment, we wanted to try to create some normalcy with our rotations, and that's why we started Puff, you know, at his spot, so we could at least bring Yvonne in for Tilly kind of early like we've been doing, and they seemed to like that. So that was the first adjustment we had to address, right, was who we were going to start, how those early rotations were going to go, and then everything else was on the fly. You know, there were some things we had to shift around offensively because Devin's a big part of our offense. So we had to make some adjustments there on the fly as well. But, you know, it's next man up. I mean, you've been around us enough. We're not going to sit there and feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to focus on, you know, that next play. And I thought our guys did a great job with that.
Right, so obviously not an ideal situation being down John Mobley Jr. and then Devin Royal not being able to give it a go. Bruce Thornton kept you in the game offensively, defensively, really all game long. But unfortunately, Ohio State fell short 66-60 against Michigan State. It's already a tough place to play, but doing it without two of your best players and then getting into early foul trouble with Amari Bynum was a bit of a problem yesterday for the Buckeyes. No rest for the wicked either. That's what Coach was just kind of alluding to now. Four games left to go in the regular season for Ohio State. Wednesday, you're at Carver Hawkeye Arena to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. And then next weekend, coming up 6 days from now, next Sunday, you are back at home to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. So a huge couple of games stretch here. They're looking to get healthy. Here was Jake Diebler earlier on today in his coach's show, just talking overall about this team's health.
We need time, you know, and I think that's the reality. We got guys working really hard. I've been really impressed with our performance team and the time they've put in to help our guys, because we've been dealing with stuff now for a while. So taking every precaution we can when guys are sick, to keep them isolated so it doesn't spread. But we've had that work through kind of our entire roster. Some guys got circled back again, you know, with so but. And then, you know, Brandon obviously progressing as fast as he can. Junie, same thing. So, Colin has been battling through injury all year. It's been a lot on our performance team, but I just want to acknowledge the work and the effort and time that they put in, because it's such a critical part. Yeah, you know, I can't imagine not having a great group and what that would look like for us, right? So we're blessed to have a great group and you know, thankful for all they do for our guys.
Really does seem like December since Ohio State has been kind of battling some injury issues. Again, we'll see with John Mobley Jr. Seems like certainly he will return before Brandon Knoll. Expected to get him back before the end of the season. As to what's going on with Brandon Knoll, still no really sure timetable on that front. Again, Wednesday at Iowa, Carver Hawkeye Arena, great place to play in the Big Ten. Hopefully, Ohio State can start turning the page and get themselves ready to go down this stretch run without some injuries or illnesses. I'm a father, I know it. You're going through the woodshed right now. Any parents out there listening, I feel like everybody's kid is sick and you're battling alongside with it. Again, our Elk and Elk injury report was brought to you by Elk and Elk, the injury lawyers dedicated to every client every day. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
It's time to hit the ice and talk some Ohio State hockey. This is Buckeye Roundtable's Rinkside with Rollick.
Right now we head up to the hotline, check in with Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolla. Coach, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Bit of a tough weekend for sure, but that's just how good this Big Ten league is. But I know that you were probably much happier after Saturday's performance than Friday's.
Yeah, I actually might even been more disappointed, just because I think how well we played on Saturday, and I thought our guys deserved better. It's the way it goes. But my guys responded. You know, you walk out of that one on Saturday with only 1 point, and really felt like we left a win on the table there on Saturday.
Anything you said to the guys after Friday's performance, or was that more of a team led conversation, Coach? Right, like you've been in those locker rooms as a player. You've certainly been in them as a coach. Like, are you more so leading on your leadership, or are you getting in there to try to say something?
Yeah, it's both, right? Yeah. I mean, at this time of year, and the funny thing is, you walk out of the first period and shots are 18-10 for us, and felt like we totally outplayed them 5-on-5, and you're losing the game 2-1, but we're playing very well. And then to see kind of where it went, you know, the second and third, everything we did seemed to go backwards and end up in our net. But you know what? You know, good teams got to respond. Good leadership's got to respond. It's got to start with me and the staff, but I thought our leadership group did a good job and again, came out with a really good effort there on Saturday.
What time did you guys get back yesterday? Did you get back in time to be able to watch the men's team against Canada in the gold medal match, Coach?
It didn't matter when we were getting back. I think everybody was up and at them, and just having an opportunity to watch something like that yesterday was pretty spectacular.
It was, right? And then you pair that with what the women's did on Friday, too. Yeah. You win both gold medals. It was really terrific. Now, I kind of want to ask you from, you know, a personal standpoint, Coach, here, because obviously watching that, it's the first time since 1980 that the men's team claimed a gold medal. Just overall, your thoughts on what that means for not only the country, but the sport, right? I mean, it captivated a nation with what those guys were able to do over in Milan.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, it just, for what's happened here over the last 2 weeks, and especially, you know, the gold medal games and what it's meant for men and women's hockey just across North America, everywhere, is pretty unbelievable, and the emotion and playing for your country and what it means to all those guys and what hard work and all those things they had to put in to get to that moment. Just pretty spectacular. And it was a fun day today, just hearing all the guys talk about it. But just watching the interviews yesterday and the emotion, the raw emotion coming out, to me, really means everything.
Yeah, it was really cool, right? And I was able to watch it with my three-year-old son. Not that he knew what was going on, but we had him chanting USA at the end. So that was pretty cool for sure, Coach. As the sport grows, right? Because we had the Four Nations Cup last year, and then you move into these Winter Olympics. Now, there are a lot of, you know, girls and boys, whether it's across Ohio or wherever, you know, looking at that on TV and saying, boy, that's cool, mom and dad. I would like to maybe give that a go. You've been around this game for forever, Coach, as a coach and a player. Your advice to parents who their kids are picking up skates or a stick for the first time, and your advice to, you know, the kids who are maybe getting out on the ice, what's the number one thing that you should be telling them that you want to tell them if they're going to get involved in this great game?
Well, you know what? Number one, just the opportunity to get out there and have fun, you know, and enjoy a sport that is continuing to grow here in the Columbus area. And I can tell you one thing right now, if we decided to build a two-sheet facility, that those two sheets would be full morning, noon, and night moving forward for men's and women's hockey and youth hockey across this great area here. So these parents should go out there and give these kids every opportunity to go out there and enjoy this great game.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Best of luck in East Lansing this weekend, and we'll check in again next Monday, all right?
Okay, thanks very much.
Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolick with us here on the Buckeye Roundtable Show. Next weekend, Ohio State, they're going to be on the road. They will play two games at number one Michigan State. We'll start that game on Friday at 8:30. They're going to get an 8 o'clock faceoff on Saturday before they return home the following week on Thursday and Friday, where they will be at home to host Notre Dame. How about the Ohio State women as well, representing USA, all different kinds of countries in the Olympics? Know that the U.S. won gold, obviously, on Friday in their victory against Canada. 8 women's Buckeyes claimed medals. Gold medalists for the USA, Kayla Barnes, Hannah Bilka, Joy Dunn. All of those are bringing back gold medals. And 4 former Buckeyes also earned silver medals in Milan with Canada. Jen Gardner, Sophie Jacques, Emma Maltese, and Natalie Spooner, they all played for Team Canada. And then one more Buckeye on Team Switzerland, Andrea Brandl. She got a bronze medal, was also named one of the most outstanding players in the tournament. Great news all around for former and current Buckeyes right now over in Milan for the Olympics. Sad to see the Winter Olympics go. I enjoyed every bit of that over the last 2 weeks in Milan. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our Hoops Craze producer, Jacob Reimer, about all things happening across the state of Ohio in the college basketball realm. That's coming up as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid October 7th through December 1st. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioStateFourMiler.com. Go Bucks!
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Buckeye fans, take your game day to the next level with help from your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Stock up on your favorites from brands like Pringles, Cheez-It, Coca-Cola, or choose from their delicious catering options. Giant Eagle is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio College Hoops Update.
All right, Reimer, keep us up to date with what's going on. Miami still undefeated in hoops.
Yep.
Terrific season going on down there in Oxford. They also had a great Sunday and great weekend celebrating America. I don't know if you saw the scenes coming out of them for celebrating the hockey, but basketball has been very, very good this year for Miami. Four games left to go in the regular season for them. They're at Eastern Michigan tomorrow, then they're on the road at Western Michigan this weekend before coming back. One more home game at Millett Hall against Toledo. They finish the season March 6th. Which is a Friday evening at the Convo, visiting Jeff Bowles and the Ohio Bobcats. But this team continues to answer the bell, Jacob, on what has been a terrific season for Miami.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting there to end of the season in the Battle of the Bricks. It's definitely not an easy test having to go on the road three of your last four, but they're still favored in every single one. Mm-hmm. And according to some, like all the selection committees and bracket predictions, like they have to win out if they're going to want to get in, or they may end up in Dayton, which is just still crazy to me. If they get over 30 wins, 30 plus wins, they go undefeated in regular season, only one loss, and they might not get in. That's a serious problem. We talk about all these problems with the college football playoff and how many teams we want with it, what kind of teams we're going to have in it with the two group of fives that they were in, that were in it this year. And then here you got college basketball, which we have thought to have had it down with the bracket and the field of 68. Now they're talking expansion. But anyways, having a team that goes 34-1, whatever it would be, and not in the NCAA tournament would be a crime.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. Like, I understand that their schedule may not be the strongest, but also they've won every game that's in front of them. It's still like, I had the same problem a few years ago when it was a four-team college football playoff and they left Florida State out. Now, I know that they had an injury to their quarterback at that time, but I'm like, they did everything you wanted them to do. So I'm with you. I think it would be crazy. But again, all these games coming up tomorrow in the MAC. Miami, number 21 in the country, 27-0 on the road at Eastern Michigan tomorrow at 6:30. Western Michigan, they travel to Bowling Green tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Northern Illinois is at Toledo. Central Michigan is at Kent State, and also at 7 o'clock, Buffalo is at Akron. So that's what's going on in the MAC. Reimer, what's going on with the Bearcats of Cincinnati? Because a couple of weeks ago we talked about them, didn't necessarily look like a great situation. Since then, all they've done is rattle off four really impressive victories in a row. UCF on the road at Kansas State, home against Utah, and then quite the shocker going on the road to the Fog Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas, and just basically blitzing Kansas 84-68.
Yeah, it was after that West Virginia game at home. They lose 59-54, and there was a clip that went around of Wes Miller basically apologizing to fans that were in the tunnel and saying, like, you guys deserve better.
And it starts with me. And since that video,
100%.
World beaters.
UCF, they beat them by 20, and that they're going to be a tournament team. Central Florida is. And then, yeah, going on the road in Allen Fieldhouse, looking very impressive. And it was a full Darren Peterson game. He played 32 minutes in the game. So, like, it wasn't like you played Kansas at what is supposed to be their best with their full roster there, and you went into Allen Fieldhouse, which is never easy to do.
Weekend game.
I don't think Bill Self has lost a Saturday game in Allen Fieldhouse, like, ever in his career there. And you go in and beat them by 16. Unbelievable. Now you got at Texas Tech tomorrow, and they're beat up.
Yep.
So, like, I know we mentioned last week about being a bid stealer and running through the Big 12. For how loaded the Big 12 is, I don't know that you're going to go on and win the Big 12 tournament just because there's so many teams at the top of the country that are in the conference. But I think there's a serious possibility. If they go on and win out, you're at Texas Tech, Oklahoma State at home, BYU at home, and they're without Richie Saunders, still looking a little weird, but you still have DeBanta and Rob Wright, and at TCU, which is a very weird team too. If they find a way to win out, like, they will be in bubble conversations.
Absolutely, they will. And rightfully they should be, because they looked dead to rights a couple of weeks ago. They've gotten that thing back on track. So
they've beaten Iowa State and Kansas, too, now.
Yeah,
Iowa State earlier in the year, and they're a projected one seed.
What was more surprising to you, the fact that Cincinnati went on the road and beat Kansas at the Allen Fieldhouse, or that Darren Peterson played in a full game?
I think it was Darren Peterson playing a full game, because you never know what it is at this point.
No, you have no clue. Let's go to the A-10. Dayton on a little bit of a heater as well. They've won three straight games, 70-59 victory over Davidson a couple of weeks ago. Then they went on the road at George Mason last week, and then home against Duquesne, got a victory 78-66. For Dayton's situation, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to win the Atlantic 10 tournament if you want to get in.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. You got St. Louis tomorrow night, which they just beat VCU in a very entertaining game that had a very chaotic and hectic finish with a little brawl between those two, but the VCU's, or St. Louis, is a really fun team, really dangerous, and they played just a few weeks ago and St. Louis beat the doors off of them. So it's not going to be an easy game tomorrow night, especially if St. Louis continues to get it rolling again.
Yeah, I mean, UD, their stadium's good.
Absolutely.
UD Arena is a great place, but if you can, go to UD Arena for a basketball
game. This is the game to go to.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get tickets, but it would be expensive. Yeah. Let's just say that. But yeah, you got to get out there. That is very cool. Xavier, a couple of game losing streak for them. Lost in a crazy overtime game last week in the midweek to Villanova. Turned around this week and got beat by Thad, Mata, and Butler. We'll talk about Thad coming up here in our next segment. In around the block, at Providence tomorrow at 7:30, and then in the Horizon League, Wright State continues to lead the league. They've got a couple of games left. They did get beat by old Bob Morris yesterday, and Robert Morris actually season sweep against Wright State, 81-68, down at the Nutter Center in Dayton. Youngstown State in the MAC as well, not the MAC, excuse me, I had the MAC standings pulled up. In the Horizon League, they got a big win yesterday over the Norse of Northern Kentucky. They're on the road at Milwaukee coming up here on Wednesday, and then Cleveland State, second to last right now in the Horizon League, a loss yesterday at home to Purdue Fort Wayne, 92-86. They host the Norse of Northern Kentucky coming up here on Wednesday. So, I mean, this is your time of the year, Jacob. This is it for you. Conference tournaments are about to start, and then everybody looking at the bracket matrices.
Less than a week until March.
I know. We're almost there, buddy.
That's crazy.
We're almost there. We've almost made it to your favorite time of the year. Lots of college basketball going on right now, so you don't have to be distracted anymore. You can get back to watching your Tar Heels. All right. Former Buckeye coach, he reached a pretty significant milestone in the last week. That and more and Around the Block coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues. Hey, hey!
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the scarlet and gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day, so you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the family-size Highlander and the bigger, more powerful Grand Highlander. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Highlander or Grand Highlander, including hybrid models, with approved credit through TFS. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years no-cost maintenance. For complete details, go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam. I want to tell everybody a big thank you for hanging out with us tonight as we're thrust back into the cold, but we don't have like 2.5-3 feet of snow like the Northeast does, which is, I think, a victory for all of us because it just melted this week, the snow did, from the last one that we got in January. We here on Buckeye Roundtable, brought to you in part by Anduril, transforming defense capabilities with advanced technologies. Anduril, official sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
All right, before we get to Thad Mata, a lot to catch up from on the weekend. Ohio State men's tennis just on a whole nother level right now. Continues to be terrific. Here yesterday, you had a double victory. 5-0 winners over Notre Dame and also 4-0 winners over the University of Dayton. Women's basketball, big win yesterday against USC, 88-83. They got Michigan coming up on Wednesday at home. Men's basketball, unfortunately, 66-60 loss. Baseball, early part of the season, winners yesterday against Memphis, 8-2. And then the women's tennis team, a great victory against Oklahoma State, 4-3. Coming up here this week, busy, busy, busy time. Men's swim and dive championships at the over in Madison. That's taking place on Wednesday. So it's a really busy day for Ohio State on Wednesday. Women's basketball again against Michigan at home. Men's basketball at Iowa. And then coming up this weekend, the men's and women's track and field Big Door Indoor Championships is taking place all weekend. That starts on Thursday. Men's volleyball is at Lewis University over in Illinois coming up on Thursday. And then you got softball in action this weekend. You got baseball in action this weekend. All kinds of good stuff. Men's ice hockey is at Michigan State. Tough test in that one at the number one team in the country. And then the women's gymnastics team heading out to Los Angeles while they will take on UCLA in women's gymnastics. So best of luck to everyone going and trying to strive for their best this week, especially with all those championships happening around the Big Ten. Something awesome happened last week in college basketball. Thad Matta, who I think we all adored his time here at Ohio State. This was Jake Diebler a little bit earlier today on his coach's show talking about congratulating Thad Matta last week on getting to career win number 500.
I want to congratulate my mentor and dear friend Thad Matta on getting his 500th win. You know, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Couple Final Fours, tons of victories. You know, he's got a banner in our rafters for that, you know, is well deserved and has been a huge influence on me, you know, the years that I spent with him, and certainly watched what he did closely when my brother played for him. It's so happy for him and Barb and, you know, their family. Really just a great, I think, great moment for them and something, you know, we should celebrate as a program too, because a lot of those were, you know, when he was a Buckeye.
Yes, they were, Coach. And the exact number is 337 of now his 501 career wins came as the coach of Ohio State. And then you don't have to look up, you know, All-Americans, Players of the Year, draft picks, all kinds of crazy stuff. Final Four runs, of course. So big congratulations to Thad Matta. Thought this was pretty cool from Jake Diebler as well. Obviously, Thad Matta, great college basketball brain, terrific human being, great head coach. Here's what Coach learned the most from his time under Thad Matta.
When I worked for him as his video coordinator, I've said this before, I almost got like a doctorate in basketball. He and I spent a ton of time together. And he would come in, and he worked out of the locker room. I'd do the same thing he did, worked out of the locker room a lot, because that's where the players are. And I thought one of the things that he was great at was building relationships with his players, and how that impacted their ability to perform was something I got to see and learn early on in my coaching career and helped me right the rest of the time. But I got to sit down and literally watch film. It would just be he and I. Just watching film, talking through stuff, scouting, you know, how to attack certain defenses. I mean, all of it. And it was, I mean, people would pay big time money to be able to do that with a coach like that. So he was, you know, played a big role in my development as a young coach, and it has been really influential.
Again, huge congratulations to Thad Matta, surpassing the 500 victory threshold in college basketball, which is nothing short of outstanding. I want to tell you, too, the spring game was announced a couple of weeks ago, April 18th. You can get your tickets on OhioStateBuckeyes.com. How about this? So you can buy your tickets for an additional $1. You can enter to win one of 250 exclusive items. Listen to what's on the table at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Signed Jeremiah Smith stripe replica jersey from the 2025 Ooh. College Football Playoff National Championship. Yep, very cool. Two signed JJ replica helmets from the College Football Playoff National Championship. A signed Julian Sand home Scarlet replica jersey. A Bo Jackson signed football. And five photos of Brutus's Script, Ohio, in the snow up at Michigan, also signed by Jeremiah Smith.
That might be the best one.
I think, I don't know, that jersey from the playoffs.
The jersey's tough.
The jersey from the playoffs would be pretty cool. Reimer, before we get out of here tonight, we'll talk to you Wednesday again coming up at Iowa City on the road for postgame. How are you feeling about Ohio State men's basketball Wednesday? My whole takeaway is, like, you just got to find a way to get as healthy as you possibly can for this big stretch.
Absolutely. Another fun guard matchup with Bennett Sturts, one of the best guards in the Big Ten in all of college basketball. It's going to be really fun. A much different Iowa team than what you have had before.
Yeah, for sure, right? It's going to be fun. We will talk to everybody coming up here on a Wednesday night. Have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you then. Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, has been brought to you statewide by Incova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. The executive producer of Ohio State Radio Sports is Skip Mossick, and for our producer tonight, Jacob Reimer, I'm Brandon Beam. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.